No March Madness, no spring training, no high school playoffs. Across the country, the cancellation of sports because of the coronavirus pandemic is creating an uncertain future for student-athletes. College coaches have fewer opportunities to scout new players, and they face mounting financial pressure that's already led some universities to cut athletic programs. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
In February, hundreds of spectators filled the stands for the state wrestling championship in Huntsville. High school wrestlers took to the mat while the crowd cheered them on. It was the last big match of the season for Nick Smith. He won the state title in the 120-pound division. Smith is a rising senior at Hoover High School. He's been wrestling now for 12 years and says he's looking forward to the next level.
This was going to be the summer where I could get the chance to open up a lot of eyes other than the colleges that have reached out to me.
Smith says college wrestling coaches usually scout guys at national competitions during the summer. Most of those have been postponed or canceled due to the pandemic. It's not just wrestling. All sports are on hold right now. That includes football, baseball, track and field. Greg Vinson coaches the men's soccer team at Birmingham Southern College. He says he'd typically be out watching high school soccer games in the spring, and the college would invite promising recruits to meet in person.
So we're really missing that element of the recruiting cycle right now, is not having kids be able to visit our campus and get to know us and us get to know them in a more personal way.
Vinson says coaches are calling and using video apps to communicate. And since they can't watch athletes in person, they're relying on video highlights from previous games. For many colleges, this is likely the new normal. That's according to Amy Perko. She's the head of the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics. That's an advocacy group for student athletes. Perko says virtual recruiting is cheap, and budgets are getting tighter.
Particularly this coming year with the financial impacts, athletic directors are looking to really, you know, save money and reduce the cost.
Perko says this spring, the cancellation of the college basketball tournament March Madness cost the NCAA around $800 million. If fall football is canceled, the impact would be much greater, especially for big universities that depend on ticket sales and media rights. The financial uncertainty has led some colleges to cut programs. Last month, Old Dominion University ended its wrestling program, and the University of Cincinnati cut men's soccer. Perko says that should be a last resort.
You know, there are really ways in which college sports can reduce some of the excessive spending without reducing the student opportunities.
She says the NCAA could reschedule some competitions to make them more regional, so teams wouldn't have to travel as much. And she says there's a lot of room to cut costs in college football. Soccer coach Greg Vinson says finances are always a concern, but he says athletics also help drive enrollment, especially at smaller colleges like Birmingham Southern. More than one-third of their students are athletes.
Our sports are just an absolute integral part of our student population.
And for new recruits, it's often the deciding factor in choosing where to go to college. High school wrestler Nick Smith has received 18 offers so far. He's only visited one of the universities and might not be able to visit any more before he commits. He says it's concerning to see some programs cut, but he's hopeful that won't be an issue.
There's definitely some uncertainty with trying to decide, like, financial-wise, because obviously I don't know what's going on in the coach's office, but from what everybody's told me, they'd be good to go as soon as I'm in college.
And Smith says he'll be ready too. He says one plus side of the pandemic is that he's had more time to improve his skills on the mat. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.